Give them their paradise, paradise. By End Politicians, June 9, 2022. Blog, Politics, Satire, The Human Condition, Writing, WTF. Taken to give and given to take. Time to let them have it, give them what they deserve, so to speak, again. You know, the opportunity to put in a concerted effort in creating their pipe dreams of fantasy. After all, they certainly want no part of intelligently participating in an objective reality. They come in all shapes, sizes, ethnicity, walks of life, talks of nonsense, degrees of indoctrination, levels of virtue signaling, rungs of ladders, self-melted puddles of despair, and all share the tendencies to overlook their discrepancies indubitably. Their thread is common, the story of the golden fleece through the implementation of lead weights to drown the swimmers. Though threadbare be, a holy sin. Forget about Jason and the Argonauts, their quest is to steal the golden rule via red alchemist sorcery. The Philosopher's Stone, though this time, non-metallurgical malarkey brought back to life to create an elixir of societal death, handed out by what must be just plain old stone philosophasters, who, if left to the devices, will create a dark age of damp and stagnant shadows. Most of their lame sentiments are the same, as if some bogus misdirection machine has been emitting outputs of mind-chunking cranial confusion contusions, let's defund the police. There is no such thing as a low-life scumbag. Systemic racism. Climate change is going to kill us soon. Rich people are the problem. Everyone is equal. We just need more government control to save the world. Free handouts for everybody. Blah blah blah. My existence is void of necessary rational reflective abilities. Governments, through their globalist puppet masters, hence the programmed societal misery addicts, are full of such slogans of logoria, brought to you by the mainstream media, state and commercial. Hand in hand they are attempting to destroy the land of remaining critical thinking existence. Yes, COVID was a fabricated building block of the globalist dystopian construct to dismantle as much semblance of independent dignity as possible. Though now that the cognizant and competent lifeguards have started screwing back to form a new substrate, what to do with the pernicious political puppets and puppeteers, and the followers of the globalist pudding brain philosophy? Give them their own island to create their utopia instead of allowing them to trap humanity in their current continental dystopia. That would be interesting. Everybody is equal, right? What could possibly go wrong? There is no limit to idiocy. That would be some reality TV worth funding. Paradise Island. Something tells me that these woke, supposed academics and intellectuals would come to immediately realize their folly on Paradise Island day one of attempting to create an existence around the disenfranchised victim mentality, and the being that truly lies at the core of the asleep at the wheel, everybody is special, woke movement. Surely they would be the first to be dispatched, meeting a violent existence, and very well end, in an orgy of destruction. And they think police-hating self-victimizing representatives are the blueprint for a functioning society. Enjoy! After disembarkation and a chance to let the walkies and accompanying victims look around, the educated egalitarians let them know that it was time for some hard work to get everyone settled in and occupy the communal dwellings down the path from their exclusively equal village. Hard work, down the path, work. They all grumbled angrily as they sunken-eyed and depressively glanced at one another in disbelief. But this is our perfect world, they all simultaneously thought. There will be none of that work nonsense, followed in silent utterance. My parents used to try pull that crap on me. Let the bedlam begin. Time for death, and equality of course. With the supposed academics and intellectuals now out of the way, well, that is, except of the women who are now captive slaves of the mentally asleep woke victim barbarians, who used force to compel the lowlier subservient to act out their authoritarian decrees, or else. Yes, in an orderly and justice-lacking society the power structure goes the way of the thug and a captive existence becomes the way of life, leaving the morally depraved to pass the ignorance down the chain. It is no coincidence that once communism collapsed, Russian fertility rates in women rose close to 50% and abortions declined by 88%. Time to panic. Remember the self-professed yet totally unaware self-victims are where they are because of giving up before a sustainable effort was exuded. Oh yeah, and that they are the personification of perfection, capable of creating societal utopia if left in command, though unfortunately for societal benefit they are also too smart to roll up the sleeves and perform a sustained basic effort for advancement. Remember, it is the fault of rich people, systemic racism, and the police. Government plays absolutely, positively, definitely, and undoubtedly, zero role in the current agonizing decline of Western civilization. Yes, the victim would rather do nothing in abject self-doled misery than put in the necessary effort to work hard in order to change the system in a highly responsible, beneficial, rational manner, as their lacking neutron connections have not advanced past. It is all the rich people's fault. What an existence to be a witless product of the government objective, yet think that one is a free-thinking genius, though in reality possess nothing more than delusions of grandeur from a truly shallow government captive mind. And now the woke. Definitely not getting much sleep on Paradise Island. 4 hours into the virtue-signaling utopia and the intellectuals and academics are long since dead, or have become sex slaves. The alpha victims are the brains of the slave new world and the meek subservient woke have become the means to act out the societal order decreed by Johnny Victim and his cabinet of death. Needless to say, the planting of opium poppies, coca plants, and marijuana have become this new society's only initiative, except for rape of course. By day 3, cannibalism had set in to supply the island lords with the necessary nutrition. After all, rape is hard work. Day 7. Piles of human corpse everywhere. Still no narcotic plants have sprouted from the mass seed graves they were planted in. Why have no mass jungle bundles of mind-destroying quality sprouted yet? We have watered them twice a day with seawater. Clearly it is time for some human sacrifice. And more rape. Less than 3 weeks in, though none of the remaining few are sure exactly how many days have passed, though their orgasm count is spot on, as the alpha victim lords have carved the tally into their human femur scepters, though they were not cognizant of the actual name of the bone, just the weapon it had become. The orgasm tally bone had become the foundation of the hierarchy on Paradise Island. Those with the most notches at the end of every day were crowned King Bonehead for their achievement. Therefore every rape had to be witnessed by at least two others to prevent fraudulent bone notching, the likes of which probably went on during royal dynasties of European yore. You know, them familial bones. Trust me, this stuff does not write itself. Out of desperation, and not knowing any existence other than an inescapable inward-turned mind strictly capable of selfish ignorance, the bone-notching had to go on. Society, after all, depended on it. Though now the sex slaves were dead from starvation, so the necrophilia had commenced. I'll make that a three-notcher. King Bonehead unashamedly cried out. Besides, he was now the last King Bonehead of Paradise Island. And only his non-existent god was his witness, so notched to the heart's content he did. Pretty soon the corpses were too far gone to eat or rape, so out of an ironic self-humbling final act of selfish gratification there was nothing left to pound for King Bonehead, other than the sand that lay before him, a sort of cushioning for the skeletonized knobby knees that withered so from the final end of his malnourished cannibalistic depravity of kingship. And as King Bonehead collapsed in his final act of pounding that sand in order to attain another notch, or four, in his society founding bone club scepter of sole remaining membership, the life fittingly and slowly crept from a wasted existence, he lay unable to move, staring at the fleet of ships that had brought the ungodly geniuses to Paradise Island. Then it dawned on his dying mind, the people only inhabited the deck cabins on the short journey from the mainland. And there is so much space below the deck. Oh, that must be where they keep all the styrofoam necessary to prevent those steel behemoths from sinking to the bottom of the ocean. Then die he did, notched bone club by his side, with his last thought being as rational as his entire life philosophy, logic lacking, wisdom wiped, non-enlightened, earthly, but not grounded, being of not truly being. Wrapping up as they ramp society down. The moral of the story, other than always remembering to carry a knife in case the need to create a notched femur bone club scepter arises, is, it should be mandatory to let the pudding brain pseudo-intellectuals and the endless lineup of walkies, plus, self-defeating victims have a suitable geographical location of their own, free from the sacrificial hard work, ever-heightening self-improvement, proud personal responsibility, craving for accountability, willingness to sign a social contract, and just plain determination that it takes to build anything of worthwhile value. Surely a gaggle of know-it-all geniuses could create a much more free, better functioning, 100% egalitarian society of their very own, which would no doubt spread like a wildfire around the globe, saving Pioplakind from the hard work and dedication mentioned above that is needed for civilizational continuance and advancement. I actually broke out in hysterical laughter as I typed that paragraph. Of course, any logical thought would render the conclusion that the institutions, governments, and self-proclaimed geniuses who always seem to know what is best for everyone else, have absolutely no way of leading by example. Instead, their only way of achieving their actual detrimental solution is to confine the entirety of humanity and then pick away at the liberty and freedom by enacting ever more stifling laws, slowly, or rapidly violent, like with the planned COVID tyranny. Where in ignorant blindness, said pudding-brained nincompoops of all the supportive denominations have not been wise enough to understand that as the larger and more dictatorial government becomes, the worse off society suffers, and the only answer from government and the pudding parade is strictly more laws to make everything better. So they double down on incompetent ignorance, or what I have deemed, systemic discasism. It is not necessary to give these ignorant boobs half of any province or country to carry out their utopian egalitarian disgrace of guaranteed failure. After all, just look what they are accomplishing with the leadership they have been given in the geographical locations we have in the West. Just let them start a full-on utopia with a small city construct and let every woke bleeding heart self-victimizing egalitarian believer sign up and build this utopian dystopian nightmare city they have rotted in their necrotizing mind. Who needs fossil fuels, police forces, responsibility, accountability, reward for risk, objective education systems, medical autonomy, heightened free will, or any other liberty and freedom building constructs anyways? Time to give these people their paradise of their own in order to prevent the total loss of all freedom through the continued gambling away of logic, wisdom, and most importantly common sense. Clubbed by a cavewoman with a bone scepter. Have I ever mentioned that Canada's puppet dictator, Justin Trudeau, under the guise of the World Economic Forum has a hard-on for screwing freedom-loving, free-thinking Canadian individuals. Unvaccinated Canadians, to this very minute, are not even allowed to board an airplane, train or cruise ship in their very own country. Long live the parliamentary democracy. What a globalist shithole. Now there is a sure sign of being royally raped. And you know that crusty witch is carving three notches in her familial bone club scepter. What a savage. CR.